Okay, so Hakdama Gimel, and like last time, we're going to jump around a little bit. The flow is not so pasha to me, and I want to stay focused on really what this Hakdama is called, which is Hachanas HaMenorah. The Indian of Hachana when it comes to Mitzvahs Bechlau, and Hachana when it comes to Halakas HaMenorah Befrat. So let's get going, and Mitzvah Hashem will elaborate B'siyat V'shmaya at the appropriate time. So he begins here on Daf Nun Hey in Hakdama Gimel. Minag tzaddikim v'chassidim lichrei chapsila b'yadayim la'asayser l'sakno b'atzme. The minag of tzaddikim chassidim is to prepare the wicks themselves. And in recent times, this art of preparing the Chanukah menorah has dwindled, thanks to Nir Mitzvah and other companies that they even make you think that you can't even buy regular oil in the store. You have to buy Dafka Nir Mitzvah oil to be yotzei the mitzvah.
The guy in Tamar's argument was one time about this. They thought it was like
Right. The Hachanas ourselves. Nowadays you can get everything done for you. Quick twist at the top, everything is set. Right? Today, good marketing, good business is no preparation, everything set. Cut down on the time. But cutting down on the time means cutting down on the or. Let's see a little bit more about this. Atama Pashatu. The reason why we're makbid, so to speak, the tzaddikim and chassidim are careful to do the kriyas apsila, but it means b'chlal, the entire setting up of the menorah. On our own is because of three pu'ulos. There's really three things involved, which is hachanas apsila, preparing the wick, yitzikas hashemen, pouring of the oil, and hadlaka samenorah, and the actual hadlaka. And so, if we're cutting out, well, we can't really cut out the last one unless we have somebody light for us, but you can also do Alfi Halacha. But we're kind of left with only three. But the reason why Tzaddikim and Chassidim are especially careful in this is because there are actual kavanas from the Arizal when it comes to each of these steps. The preparing of the Psila has its own kavana, and the Yitzikas Hashemen has its own kavana. And we don't find that by other mitzvahs, that the quote-unquote hachana of the mitzvah has its own kavana. Everything has kavanas, but actual, like, shemas hakdoshim from the Arizal, we're going to see one of them a little bit later, if we have time. And what this is teaching us in Pnimius is that there's something about the mitzvah of Chanukah, that the hachana for the mitzvah of Nir Chanukah is different than hachanas for other mitzvahs. And that's something just to explore in your minds right now as we move forward. Why should that be? Maybe it's not true. But in the event that there is a chilek between them, why should Nir Chanukah be different than any other mitzvah? Consider that as we go forward. On the bottom, it's kedai just to see, we don't stop at kemat any of the ma'amakomos, but in the Livya Schein, on the bottom of the page, he says here, we know there's sholim b'dorshim hilchas achag shloshim yoyim, to be prepared for the yontif 30 days in advance. And he says, he quotes here from the Saginor, Rabbi Yitzchak, the son of the Ravid, who the Chidah spoke wonders about him and his greatness and his Kedusha. He had a Kabbalah from Eliyahu Navi to prepare the psilos, the wicks, 2 days before Chanukah on Chaf Gimel Kislev. I'm kind of skimming through the Lashon HaKodesh, if you're following along. And he bases this on that which the Gemara says, Hazahir ben Er Chanukah, those who are careful on Er Chanukah, they're zoche to banim zacharim tamid hachamim, the children who are tamid hachamim. And the Saginar, Rabbi Yitzchak, asked the Anavi that we see that that's not true. Many people light are very careful in Halakas Menorah, and the children are not tamid hachamim. How do we make sense between the Gemara and what we see with our eyes? So Eliyahu HaNavi answered him. Let's take a look at the bottom left. Chachamim hem emes, v'divrei hem emes. Everything in the Gemara is true. Kvimasha kol ha'oilam madlikin neres Chanukah. He says, if you take a look at the way the Welt lights Chanukah, Ruba de Ruba oisim ha'mitzah rak lotzei sedei chayivasan. Everybody's just trying to be yotzei. Ve'ein mishtadlin l'kaima behidr. They're not trying to be mekaima with hidr. V'lachein in moil haskula. That which Chazal said, those who are careful in their Chanukah zochet minacham, that's when they're careful. That they try to be mekaima the mitzvah behidr. Like we see that there's mahadrin and there's minah mahadrin. Avo mi'uta de mi'uta, it's only a very few. Zahir in the halak fima, kol prati ha-mitzvah ha-dikdukin, that they're careful. And every single aspect of the dikduk of the din, which is a concept to speak about another time in Mitzvah Hashem. Shahazohir b'hadlakasim u'chol bratel b'dikdukuhel, those who are careful in the mitzvah on every level. V'yasek b'koyach ha-mitzvah u'sen abanin z'chayim t'min l'chamim. Then the or is so great, is so great that it gifts them banim t'min l'chamim. Basically, the klal is that what we put into the mitzvah, we get back from the mitzvah. It's not like we think that, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is standing there, like who's gonna put in the right amount? I'm gonna give them a ben zachar talmid chacham, and he's like waiting for that person to. It doesn't work like that. There's an or, and there's an or chozer. There's an input and there's an output. What we put in creates the or. The more dikta kalacha, the more pratim, the more time, energy, and love which is invested in the mitzvah, creates a makom that the or should be chalboy. And can feel what we put in, which is almost like the firewood. The greater or could be tofes. And it's that or of Ner Chanukah which gives banim talmid chacham. It's not a segula. It's not a reward for the mitzvah. It's commensurate exactly with what we put in. The or mirrors us. So what we put into that or is what we receive from that or. Therefore, he says that the psilas should be prepared 2 days before.
Sorry. Yeah. Charlie's not here, so maybe I could just...
Yeah.
It's a very empowering idea, what we're saying right now. It's very... We're actually creating. Meaning... We run up, you do a mitzvah, you light it, and Hashem does what he has to do.
Mm-hmm.
But it actually has to be initiated. I don't know if it's like by all mitzvah or dafka and Eres Chanukah, we are actually initiating,
right.
And Hashem is responding in kind. So it's we're actually doing the creating, yeah. When we're doing the mitzvah. It's,
yeah.
It takes it to a whole different place.
Yeah. Yeah. The tzur of the mitzvah, when it comes to or, actually, when it comes to esh, when it comes to or, that's the one thing which man is capable of creating. We create esh, don't we? We don't create mayim, we don't create ruach, we don't create afar. We don't create the lulav even. We assemble it, we put it together, we put the sukkah together, we'll bake the matzahs. But what are we making? The act of creation. Where is our part in creation? The mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, the fact that it's connected with a ner, that's the mitzvah, means that we're mishtate for the Kodesh Baruch Hu in the creation of the Zohar. Understand? And that's really, on one level, what separates Ner Chanukah from other mitzvahs, which is something to contemplate. In that, is this halakas Ner Chanukah a hachana for a mitzvah? Or is it a hishtatfus and a shutfus in the or of the mitzvah? Let's continue upstairs. Ukashem shahachana hashlishis shihalaka tzichaliyosai be'adam batzma. Just as the halaka should be done through us on our own, the hainu sheyochi is a sa'esh balakasa that we hold the candle ad shetehiyah shalhaves oilem aleha, and the candle should be pressed against the wick until the fire is suitable enough to be able to stand its own ground, so to speak. Which is the din when it comes to the halakha and the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash. Kainhu gal b'shar beis chalki ha-mitzvah. The same is true with the other two aspects of the mitzvah. Again, which is the psila, which is the shemin. As Yeri explains, these have their own kavanas. Shem hachanas ha-psila v'tzikas v'shemin, which really, we would consider that to be hachana if we're focusing on the halakha as being the ikar mitzvah. Yet, tzicha liyos ha-idah on the ba'atzma. We shouldn't look for ways out of it. So if it's motivating us, in the midst of Ner Chanukah is that we know the Gemara and we would like nothing more than to have banim talmid chachamim. And by the way, it doesn't mean that they should be born talmid chachamim. It means even if we have children already, that this or is an or which infuses the home. This is one of the mitzvahs which is near Ishu Beisa, that the Ish is affected and the Bais is affected and everything under the roof is affected. Which, of course, there's something to be said about near Chanukah at home. Like my kids were saying, let's go to Florida for Chanukah. I said, Chanukah is the one yontif which you really want to be at home for. It's a Chanukah of the Bais. Now, it's certainly true that even if you go to a hotel somewhere, that it doesn't just mean the physical Bais, it means the spiritual Bais. But there's something to be said about the physical Bais too. Like if there was ever a time where we had to light near Chanukah, let's say at my parents' house or elsewhere because of the circumstances, you had to do it if you were staying somewhere. It's not the same. Not the same. There's something about lighting in your home and bringing that aura into the home, which there's a special avir which is in the home because of that. As such, it uplifts everybody in the home. So it's never too late. And this is always a cloud, by the way. Nothing is ever too late, because the or of Torah and the or of mitzvahs is higher than Zman. So it's never too late. But just to break it down and to explain why not, it's because we're talking about an or which infuses the home. So if you have a child who needs help, and they're Yiddishkeit and they're Avodah, so look at it as an investment. It may be a little tedious, and it's hard to make the wicks. It's really, even that's not that hard. It's not like we're like peeling it off the sheep and like we're just kind of rubbing it like that and putting it in and with the shemen. It's a few extra minutes. But that few extra minutes is an investment. It's an investment in something major. And hopefully we'll have the time to explain a little bit why it is that something which is so little can go so far. At this point, we're gonna skip to Daf Samachov, and we'll just take a look a little bit at the kavanas of what the Ari has, a little taste of the Ari's kavanas when it comes to the hachana of the shemen for halakas Ner Chanukah. Doesn't bring the kavana for the psila. It's a little bit more difficult. He says here in Samach Vav, and Daf Samach Vav, Lezem Evor Bekavanas Chanukah, V'chavin Be'is Yitzikas Hashem and Ha'gam Ha'os Yiz Be'iz Yod Tes. To have Kavanah, these letters, and he has a Rosh Tevis for that. It says, he quotes a Pasuk, I believe, in Yeshaya, or somewhere in Navi, Bizro'o Yekabet Tla'im, it's Rosh Tevis, Be'iz Yod Tes. Shehem Shemen B'chilufei Asven Ba'atbash. We know that there's many ways of using the letters of the Aleph Beis. And one way of Drush and Remez is called Atbash, which means that every letter, being that there are 22 letters, will flip on the letter opposite it, going the opposite direction, Aleph Beis. When Aleph will be replaced by a Tuf, or Beis for Shin, a Gimel for Resh, Dal for Kuf, etc. So through Atbash of Shemin, so a Shin becomes a Beis, a Mem becomes a Yud, and a Nun becomes a Tes. So hence this Shem, Beis Yud Tes, which is Oyla Begamacha Chaf Aleph, 21. And 21 is the minion of the Shem Ekya. It's one of the more prominent names in the Torah. It's the name of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And Moshe asks Hashem, what's the name for Yetzias Mitzrayim? When they ask me, he says, Ekya. Moshe says, really? He says, Ekya Asher Ekya. But even Ekya itself is a Shem. If you do, and it's known that the Shem Ekya is the Shem of Tshuva, which is the name of Bina. Mishum de Ekya, because what Ekya implies, Perushoy ani roitze lihiyos. Ekya is in the Lashon Asid, I will be. Dehainu, meaning to say, Hagam sha'achshav ein any klum, now I'm nothing. Aval ani mekabal lalai she'ya tov mikan alabba, mekabal to be better from this point on. So Ekya is the name of Tshuva. V'zeh ha'hiru Tshuva tzarech adam lahadlus b'moichu b'sha'as yitzikas ha'shamen. As such, when a person is pouring the shaman, and the shame comes to mind of Beis Yates, so it's telling us that it's oiled to the Gematria Ekya, that a person should contemplate tshuva, that he's like beginning new right now, which is what Chanukah means. Chanukah means a chinuch is a new, fresh beginning. It has a lot to do with the sugya, but we'll see if we have time. To to be metaher, to be mezachich, to purify the gof and the chel ki neshama, she yuchlu lekabel ha'arasor ha'chachma ha'nishba b'tzikas ha'shemen. Shemen is inyan of chachma. It's a ha'ara b'fnei atzmo. It's not just the or which gives us shefa and bracha and good things. The shemen itself is its own makar. Shemen represents chachma. V'yesh l'chavin ha'osiyas beiz yates b'nikud kamatz kamatz shva. So the Rebbe explains that we need nekudos for these letters. Kazeh. So you see that the beis and the yud have kamatzin underneath, and the tes has a shva. When you start learning Pnimis Torah, you have to go back and learn like kindergarten again, like the nekudos, what they are, what they mean. You don't come across that anywhere in the Mishnayos or the Gemara to have to know that again. So when this gematria of the nekudos, I'm sure this will be something new for many of you. Nekudos also have gematrias. What are the gematrias of nekudos? So really nekudos are just two nekudos which form different nekudos, but one is a dot and one is a line. A line is a vav, it's gematria 6, and a dot is a yud, so it's gematria 10. So a kamatz is 16 because it has a line and a dot. So the way it goes is like this. So under the vase is a kamatz, that's 16. Under the yud is also a kamatz, that's 16. That's 32. And plus the two dots under the tes, which is 20, so you have 52. So the nekudos are gematria 52, which he says, this is the mispar of havaya b'miloy hayin. But there's not chassid, this is a kabbalah now. This is not shkabbalah. There's mispar havaya, which is miloy hayin. So if you take a look at the brackets, and the parentheses here, so you'll notice that it's the Shem Havaya spelled out. Yud Vav Dalid, then Hey Hey, then Vav Vav, then Hey Hey. And there's many ways, three ways, to spell out the letter Hey. It could be spelled Hey Aleph, Hey Yud, or Hey Hey. That's the secret of Yehei Shmei Rabba, the Ari explains. Yehei is the letters Yud, Hey Aleph, Shmei Rabba. That the name of Havaya can become great utilizing these letters of Hey, Yud, and Aleph. And also a Vav. A Vav could be Vav Aleph Vav. A Vav Yud Vav, or just plain Vav Vav. So that means that with what's called the Milui, filling in the letters of Havaya, if we spell out the letters, so it can create many gematrias. So one of the prominent, and there are four which are the more important ones, which the Ari works with everywhere, is this one which is called the Shem Ben, because over here in the brackets, in parentheses, Yud Ke Vav Ke added up together is gematria Ben. Shuhem Sviras Hamalchus. Not important for us now why the Shem Ben is connected Malchus. Uchamoyechin Meir Hashem Daf Samach Tes Shal. Uchamoyechin Meir Hashem Hazeb Oilam Hasiya. And this name of Ben, it rules over, its jurisdiction is the Oilam of Asiya. We know that there are four worlds of Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. And the Shem Ben corresponds to the world of Asiya, which is what we work in, which is the world of Asiya. The Kavana, what this means, with this Shem Beis Yates, with these Nekudos, Sheshvichas HaShemen Hu HaTshuva, we explained that Shemen has to do with Tshuva, the Shem Ekya, Al HaPsila Shehu HaGuf Sheba'ilam HaSiyah, by pouring the Shemen on the Psila. As Kashenasa Kavana HaLazu Asa HaChana HaRu'i Yeshiyuchal HaGashas L'Kim Mitzvah HaLakas Nechanaka. By pouring the Shemen on the Psila, because as he explained, we kind of skipped this part, that the Psila represents the Guf of the Adam, it allows that the guf should be like a mishkan, like a keli, to receive the higher items. Okay, be it as it may, we see here just a little taste of the kavanas which go into the achanas hashemen. Achanas hashemen. Now let's take a moment to speak about the hachan of the menorah. As we saw before, to prepare 2 days in advance the psilas, it's brought down in, I forget if it's even in the Mishnah Berurah, it's definitely brought down in the Svarim that the menorah should be positioned in its place, let's say 3 days before Chanukah. That the table should be set, that the menorah should be there. The menorah is something which, the hachana for the menorah, is a very important part of the process. And we'll explain in Mitzvah Shem why it is, more than other mitzvahs, that the hachana is so important. When it comes to hachana bechlal for a mitzvah, when we say the word hachana, what we're thinking probably about is the few minutes which we have before. That's what we think hachana. So for example, if we say, if we tell our son, we say, listen, tomorrow morning we're going to be doing the mitzvah of lulav, we should get up and do hachanas. Right? So we're probably thinking, you know, get up 10 minutes before, do hachanas. There's really two modes of hachana. And the reason why we're familiar with the first one, which is this one, is because we're not familiar with the second one. Because when we think about preparing for something, everything which we know about the world of preparing is in our Gashmius world. And what we do is that we take our mode of understanding how it works in the Gashmi and we apply it to the Ruchni. So we have to prepare for a test, an exam, so we think, okay, what's preparing? Preparing means starting the material. Right? Starting the material. And Chazal tell us, okay, there's two parts of the mitzvah. There's the actual doing of the mitzvah, which means hachana, and the studying of the materials, but Chazal say, shor le midorash mehilchas achag shloshim yom. But there's something about the shor le midorash mehilchas achag koidim shloshim yom, which is different than just preparing the material. And it goes as follows. The preparation for the mitzvah, which we do a few minutes before, or whatever it means to prepare, like we said, borrowing from the Gashmius world to the Ruchnius world, is not what Chazal mean when they talk about Hachana. The real Iker Pa'ul of the mitzvah does not come from those Hachanas which are done right before the mitzvah is done. Because unlike everything else in the world, Ruchnius does not merely focus on the Maisa. It focuses on the Adam. Every single person is in a different madriga, and it can even be said that every single person is operating out of a different world. Al pipashtas, every single one of us is living in the Olam Hasiya, but there are some people who are living in the Olam Hayitzira, and there are some people who are living in the Olam Habriya, and there are some who are living in the Olam Hayitzilas, and they look like they're just like us, but they're really not like us. Like the Chazon Ish said about tzaddikim in one of his letters, he says when regular people see a tzaddik, they think that the tzaddik is like me, because we only know our own experience and we project that on other people. But he says, you should know that a tzaddik is not like you at all. He's like a malach walking amongst men. Doesn't feel like you, doesn't see like you. Doesn't come out to anything like you. He does more like a malach than he does like you. Just because he looks like you to you, doesn't mean that's what he looks like to anybody else. That's the banishim doesn't look like that, which is the most important. So I was once learning this little piece with the Chaim Brim, who was a Talmud of the Chazon Ish, and he said to me, how did the Chazon Ish know that? Because he said, because he was that. And the klal is that the more elevated that a person is, the less hachana he needs to do before the Maisa. Hachana before the Maisa is necessary for a person who is not holding in the sugya, you understand? He's not holding there. But there are people that they're so connected to the Rebbeinu Shalom that they're always holding there. Like my Rebbe told me that the Samarav, before he would do mitzvahs, and he would do it with tremendous islamis, he can walk in, make jokes with people, and be as if he was like completely uninvolved in what he was about to do. The second he took the Chafetz Chaim in his hand, his face was completely different. He was a totally different zone. Because what he was doing by Maisa didn't determine who he was. He was just going through Maisim to be Hamish with other people, and even that was a mitzvah. But he was always in the mode of Shivisi Hashem Lelegisam. And that's the Iker Hachana. So for example, if a person, let's say he's operating in the Olam HaAsiyah, so whatever Hachana he does right before the mitzvah will not take him out of the Olam HaAsiyah. Meaning, he's Mugbal, he is trapped in the Olam HaAsiyah. It's like if a person, like Lahavdil, Kovit Charlie, if a person is playing, let's say, college football, yeah?
Thank you, Rabbi.
No matter what he does, no matter how good he gets, right, he's still just the best player in college football. He's still playing college football. He's not playing NFL. So he'll only be the best player in college football. But the guy who's in the NFL, he may not be such a good player, but he's still in the NFL. So he's at the bottom of the NFL. But he's not at the he's still ahead of the guy who's the best player in college football. He's still making more money than him. He's more popular than him, and he's probably better than him. So when it comes to mitzvahs, lahav the afi avdolas, where and who we are will make a total difference in terms of what we get out of the mitzvah, what is created by the mitzvah, where the hachana before the ma'aseh is already too late. It's already too late. Unless, of course, a person storms the heavens and it's extraordinary. But as we walk into the mitzvah, bederach klal will be the world in which that mitzvah will be in the sky.
Is it a hachana? So is there a hachana for a mitzvah, or is there the hachana in life that ultimately then manifests when you're pre-mitzvah?
Say that one more time.
It sounds like if you can't prepare for a mitzvah, it's how you live your life. So is there hachana for a mitzvah, or do mitzvahs just shine the light on who we are?
So there is hachana for the mitzvah, but that's tafel to the who we are. Like Chazal have a lashon which is called like mizarzin koidim lemaisa. Before the maisa, it's called mizarzin. It's like you have to be a zariz and you have to make the hachanas and to do it with a heslavus, and you're certainly putting in something. But the maisa is tafel to the adam. In a lashon I once heard, the do is tafel to the bee. You understand? The do is tafel to the bee. The who you are will always outweigh and outshine the maisa which you do. Of course, you have to do it with a lot, and whatever you are, you're going to be putting into that do. But that asiyah is only going to be as big as the adam is.
That's like Rabbi said during the Shabbos years, that to prepare for Shabbos, there's two different modes to go through. There's one mode, like physically, get your chicken ready or what have you. But the other is you have to prepare the whole week to really enjoy the Shabbos, because you have to prepare your body yourself.
That's
to
it.
Be on the level of Shabbos.
That's right.
Walk into it.
That's right. The Adam is going into Shabbos. What type of a maisa that a person does before Shabbos is the chilek ha-maisa shebo, but it's not the chilek ha-adam shebo. The or will be commensurate to the Adam. And being that Ner Chanukah is a gili or, what will determine the hisgalus of the or is not the maisa. The maisa is just a makum shechalboy. But the Adam determines the or. Not the Maisa.
So a person who's not holding Shemisi,
he
has a different type of Hachana, or it takes twice as long to get towards...
No. Shivisi is the Iker Hachana, which is why Shivisi is the first Sif in Hilchos Shulchan Aruch. Shivisi Shulchan Aruch. Who are you? How much is Hashem Lenegdi Samin? That's the Iker. It's already too late for the Maisa to compensate for Shivisi. The Maisa is Chitzoni. The Adam is Pnimi. If a person is just relying on the ma'isa, koidum the mitzvah, so then he's working out of a fraction of what's possible. Which is why Chazal say, to prepare for the antep, you need shloshim yom koidum achag. So the way in Chitzoni is to learn that Gemara is to say, listen, if you're preparing for the antep, you need to know what to do. You need to know how to shake a lulav. You need to know how to eat a matzah. You need to know how to prepare the mar. You need to know the information 30 days before, and it takes a lot to prepare. And even 30 days is not enough before Pesach. But 30 days is much more than enough when it comes to Hilchos Chanukah. So why do you need 30 days? That's just because the 30 days is not a shir to know the information. It's a shir to come in contact with the or of the yontif. It's to allow a person that through the koyach of limud Torah to be a tshuva man, to be a person who is evolving, so that when it comes to halakas ner Chanukah, the Adam which you were 30 days before, you're a different Adam, and what you're going to get out of this or out of this Nair is going to be much, much different. That's Aleph. Beis, what makes the Hachana for Nair Chanukah different, and we're not going to like the real premium answer. This is like two, because we're not going to have time to get into the real premium mahalach in this. Maybe next week. When it comes to halakas ner Chanukah, it's fundamentally different than hachana for any other mitzvah, except perhaps for two of them. The Iker Makar for Hachana in Torah, which the Gemara calls Hachana Daraisa, is by Shabbos. The Torah says, Vehechinu is a Sheyavio, to prepare for Shabbos Kodesh. The other one which we find, which is also very prominent, is by tefillah. The Gemara says, Hiko and Likras Alakach Yisrael. The Hachana for tefillah and there's Hachana for Shabbos. Now, what makes Shabbos and tefillah unique? What's the tzad of Shabbos between Shabbos and tefillah? And really, the Hachana for tefillah begins as soon as the tefillah before is over. That's what the Sfarim say. As soon as Shachris is over, the Hachana for Mincha begins. That means that a person is spending his whole life preparing from tefillah to tefillah. And the same thing is true with Shabbos. As soon as Shabbos is over, when do you start preparing for the next Shabbos? If you think Friday, then again, you don't understand the principle of what we said before, of the Adam versus the Maisa. But Hachana for the next Shabbos begins already on Motzei Shabbos, which is what Malava Malka is all about. Malava Malka is not just escorting the queen from this Shabbos, it's escorting her already to the next Shabbos. Where are you escorting her to? You're taking her out of your house, but where are you bringing her to? You're bringing her around the house to come back to the other side. Because she's coming back again next week. And if you don't escort her, she's not going to want to come back. Not how you treat a guest, especially a queen. So what's this thing about Shabbos and about tefillah that there's such a strong emphasis on Hachana? And it could be said that all the learning which we do before davening is just a hachana for davening. And really there's a tzad shava, by the way, between tefillah and Shabbos, that the mikvah is something which is very important. As opposed to any other mitzvah, like we don't go to the mikvah before putting on a mezuzah. We don't go to the mikvah, you know, before, you know, checking shatnez, achfeis, putting on tzitzis. Before davening and before Shabbos, there's mikvah. Why? Because davening is not just a hachana for a mitzvah. It's a hachana for an interaction with the Melech himself. Shabbos is not just preparing for Shabbos. Shabbos is the or of Kodesh Brichu himself. You're not preparing to do something. You're preparing to engage with the Ribbono Shel Olam. You're preparing to stand in front of the King. Hikain likras elekecha Yisrael. Prepare yourself to stand in front of the Master of the world. That's what takes place on Shabbos. Shabbos is an experience which is panim b'panim. Tefillah, Shemona Esrei, which is really what tefillah is. It's the moment of Shemona Esrei. It's standing in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, panim b'panim. And so therefore, the hachana is not a hachana for a maisa. It's a hachana of my be lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu's be. And that's exactly what happens by Ner Chanukah also. The or of Ner Chanukah is not just a regular light. It's the or hagunas. It's the most precious, the most mamish representation, revelation of Kodesh Baruch Hu in this world, which is possible. Is through the Or of Chanukah. Lighting the Chanukah candles, therefore, is not a hachana to do a mitzvah called hadlaka. It's a maisa which prepares a person to greet the King, to meet the King. Therefore, requires mikvah. That's why the Sfarim, they talk very strongly about going to the mikvah before Ner Chanukah. Different. Different than let's say, Kriyas Megillah even. Because it's an interaction with Melech. It's Hiko and Likras Elokecha Yisrael. Standing in front of the King.
Why stop by Chanukah? There's no Indian big day Shabbos by the menorah.
So, who told you that there's no Indian?
Rambam spoke about, he didn't say it's no Indian, said he discusses how it's Dafka, the Ruggel, it has to be, it's...
Very good. So, there is an Indian, but there's also not an Indian. And the reason why there is not an Inyan is because the whole tzuru of the Nes and the Or of Chanukah is very interesting. And this ties into this Inyan. What we do to prepare for this light doesn't compare to what we should be doing to prepare for this light. For example, the Gemara says that the psilas which are required in the Beis HaMikdash, which have to be very good psilas, are not required for Ner Chanukah. And if you think about it, what are we doing differently than anybody else when it comes to hachana? The only thing which is different is the menorah, right? Whether it's silver, whether it's wood, whether it's plastic, right? That's not even a part of the mitzvah. We just know it to use, quote-unquote, candelabra of eight branches, but that's not part of the mitzvah. That's just not even called hiddur mitzvah. It's just, you can make a tea light and be yotze the mitzvah just as well. That's just for decor. Maybe zakeli mandeu, maybe. But we're doing nothing differently, Rabbi say. We have the same psilis, we have the same shaman. You can't have a better shaman if you're having, you know, extra virgin olive oil. So if you have your olive oil, you have your psilis, and you have your fire. So who here is doing a better hachana hadlaka than anybody else? I mean, it's mamish the same. It's not that we have different sukkahs, we have different... A candle's a candle. That's it. It's mamish the same. But you take a look at the tzur of the mitzvah, and we spoke about this before, everything is very cheap. What does it mean, cheap? Everything is very low. We light below 10 tefachim. We light in Bein HaShemashos, which is like a very Suffolk Amalek type time. Like, what's going on in Bein HaShemashos? We light at the Pesach Habayis, which is like not even in the home. It's like on the outside of the home. It's like where the Satan lies. Pesach Hatas Revit. And the Gemara says that the shear for the mitzvah is Ad Kaldi Rigla De Tamudai. You know what Rigla De Tamudai is? It's the low lives. When they're not walking in the marketplace anymore, that's when you light. That's the shear. It's not like, you know, when the Rosh Hashiva is going home from the Beis Knesset, from the Beis Medrash, that's when we light. When the Rigla De Tamudai, that's when you light. What? The Teretz is, and this is the Nakuda, is that there are different levels of or. And a lower level of or, to be zeichet to a lower level or, needs better hachanas. Understand this very well. This is counterintuitive. In order to entice a lower or, you need to be machabed the or more. But when it comes to a very great light, what you do to prepare for it doesn't determine its covet. Doesn't determine its covet. Only a low-level king, when he shows up somewhere, is he makbid, that the band should be playing right on key, and everything, that the hall should be prepared properly, and everything should go well. And if not, it's a pagam in his covet. But a real melech, a real covetic person, he doesn't care what's going on. You know why? Because his covet is not determined by circumstances. He himself is covetic. And the difference between the or of Hanukkah and any other or is that every other or, which is a lower darga, needs the proper hachanis and the proper covet to be mechavid that or. But this or of Ner Hanukkah, this is what we call, this is like Kutch Bucha himself. This is what's called the Melech HaKavod, of which the Sasemis and the Medrash says that he's called Melech HaKavod because he's Be'etzim Kavod. You don't have to give him Kavod. He doesn't need your Kavod. If you were to see that light, you would say, this is Kavod. The Be'etzim Kavod. And you know what's really covetic for a Melech HaKavod? Wherever he goes, he makes other things covetic. Ezehu Mechubed, the Mishnah says, HaMechabed Es Abiyus. You want to know if you have real Kavod? If when you show up somewhere, people feel that it's a covet to have you there because you're Be'etzim Kavod. Not that they have to be Mechabed you, but when you show up, the whole matzah becomes covetic. And it's the greatest covet of the Melech HaKavod to be able to give covet to things which are low. Understand now?
That's why you can use all the different things for
that's right. Because when the Melech HaKavod shows up, he wants, it's dafke, the greatest covet for him, to take even the lowest of the low and make that the covet also. That's the covet. The covet, the measure of covet is how much covet you have, is how much covet you can bring out of things which are very, very low and petty. And nobody would think to be mechabed that. If you can turn that into covet, it's like lamashal. Let's say you have a baker, right? So now you know a master baker, that if you give somebody like all the ingredients necessary to be able to prepare this dish, so you don't have to be such a good baker in order to prepare a dish that tasty because you just follow the directions. Anybody could do that. Even a 10-year-old could do that. How you're a master, that you're really a covetic a baker, is that you can do it, you can take it out of anything. You put anything in front of me. I could do something, I can do it better than what the ingredients say. That's how you know you're a master. That's when you deserve the covet. If Kuchabihu can come and he says, you can put whatever you want. Do it whenever you want, wherever you want, however you want. Of course you have to follow the halachas to make it petty. Because you can't You can't make it more kabbalistic than Hashem wants it to be. He wants it dafka like this. The halacha dictates that he says, this light which is coming down doesn't need your kavod. Adarabba, he's going to be a machabed everything which comes in his path. That's light of Hanukkah. But that comes to show on the level of interaction which is taking place by Ner Hanukkah. This is an experience, not just with an or. Every mitzvah has an or. There's an or and there's a keli. What we're putting down to be the keli for this mitzvah is not a keli. It's not a keli. This is not a keli for a light like this.
With a keli.
Huh?
With a keli.
Well, the adam is really the keli. Yeah. Yeah. But what we're putting down is not a keli. It's not meant to be a keli. It's meant to be some psoilis somewhere, which the Melech HaKavod says, okay, with my tremendous rahmanas, I'll come down. Which is like we said before, there are 13 words in that bracha, the halakha, keneged the yidgim aminus of rachamim. And the only way such an or comes down is not because we're zaycha, it's not because we made a kli, which is like alpidin, now the or should come because the keli fits the or. No. The keli does not fit the or. And we're not even going to try to make a keli which fits the or, because there's nothing in this world which we could do which could be a keli for an or like this. And that's why it's called hod, because we're moed al-ames, and we say, we have nothing. The only thing which we have is the busha and the embarrassment that we know that an or like this, we pasha can't handle. And that's really how we come into Shabbos, like we spoke about. It comes tefillah is the same thing, and halakha is the same thing. The greatest hachana is the feeling that a person has, that who am I to encounter an or like this? But that's not a hachana which is felt in Maisa, Rabbi Isai. That's a felt in the Adam himself. If a person is not working on that, Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag, it's too late before the mitzvah to say, okay, I'm a nobody, bring down the or. That's chitzonius. How does a person develop the hergish of that busha to be able to participate in creating an or like this? That only comes if a person already is thinking in advance and learning about Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag. What is this or? Which is what we're doing, hopefully. What is this or? What is it, this light that Hashem wants to bring? What is this light we spoke about, that it's the or of the tachlis, it's the or haganas? What does that mean? That they should come into my house? That I should have an interaction with a light like this? The more that a person is misbonin in that, then it's able to seep into the heart so that when it comes time to halakas ner Chanukah, that's the hachana. That's hachanas ner Chanukah. And so therefore, it's appropriate and it's basheret, hopefully, that we're talking about this Rosh Chodesh Kislev, so that, because already if we're talking about it 3 days before and setting up the menorah, we'd still be in the Oilam HaAsiyah. We wouldn't be able to be in the Oilam HaVitziyah and be HaLevayin Oilam HaTzilas, to be able to magnify that aura 1,000 times so that we can experience our Haganas in a much deeper way.
It's understanding the Malach, right? Because at the end of the day, that until you work on trying to get to the Malach, the or can't possibly have that value of respect. I think I saw that the Sefer Chaim says. I think he quoted somebody that busha really is a sign of yira ilah.
Yeah.
That you're.
Yeah. That this or is an or of yira ilah. It's an or of Yerila, and it is an or of Shivisi. And really, just to kind of explain what you're saying a little bit more, this light is always there. It's just that it's concealed all the time. That's why it's called Or HaGanas. It's buried, but this light is everywhere. And so therefore, the reason why this is an or really of Shivisi is because Shivisi means that I'm always in the presence of Hashem. That everywhere I go, everything I do, everything is made out of Kutcher Bihu. There's no escaping this or. It's just that we may not be able to see it, but that's what it means, that it's Nignas. Nignas doesn't mean that it's somewhere else, far, far away, and it's not here. Nignas means that it's everywhere. It's just that we can't see it because it's concealed. Our eyes can't see it. Halakas Ner Chanukah means that we take the hidden orb of Shivisi, and now we can see it with our eyes. Our physical eyes. Meaning, that light, of course, it has many dimensions spiritually, but make no mistake about it, this light of Ner Chanukah is the or of Shivisi. This is the or. I mean, we're seeing it with our physical eyes. It's the physical manifestation of that light. Of course, it runs deep, 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 and it's everywhere. This is the or of Ein Sof. But part of Gvura Sushal HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that in that tiny or, it's a miyut machzak maruba. This little or, this tiny little or, by my door, on my table, is the endless light of Hashem. Okay, it's not a regular light. This is the or, this is the or of creation. This is a real concrete revelation of Shavisa Hashem LeNegdisam. Of course, each person will receive from that or on his level because it's endless. And how do you mashar endless? Endless means once something becomes endless, it just becomes commensurate to who we are. Like whoever, how much I am, that's how much Ein Sof I get. Yeah, I put the cap on the Ein Sof, meaning I have a Sof. As a human being, I have a Sof. That will be the cap. It's not that this light is limited. The human is limited. And I will be the limitation to the how much this orb reveals itself to me. A much bigger tzaddik, which is why, of course, as an Indian, to go to a very big tzaddik who lights Ner Chanukah, because the potency, the frequency in his home is very different than what's going to be in my home, because that's his Shivisi, not mine. So if you take the gematria of the word hachana, and you make a milui out of it, right? You spell it out. But milui, it's gematria he or. As if to say that the more that a person is mamala the hachana, he fills the hachana, that he looks for ways not to try to get out of the hachanas, but he looks for ways to be do the hachanas. But again, the real hachana is now. It's not what how we're metapa with it. It's the hachanas ha'adam. It's hachanas ha'adam. Like we said in the first year, that the real destination of this or, of the hior, is the Nas Adam. It's an or which is interacting with Adam. It's kafi the Adam. It's not so much kafi what we're putting in. Because we're not putting in much. It's just to be Yotze. Because this is the Malach HaKavod. It doesn't need much from what we put into it. But how much that a person is making himself, that's the degree that the hior will be Zeichet. Hashem should help us that. Already from now, from Meirachok, we should be zeichet to make the proper hachanas and to be zeichet to the not just the Or Shachanaka, but the Or Shemashach Tzidkeinu. Amen. Amen.